A 60-acre site in southern Albany belonging to U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's grandmother is being pitched as the ideal location for a casino. Proponents of the plan they call Project E23 say it will generate millions in revenue. The facility will be home to a dude ranch with horseback riding, a water park, and a trolley line to take visitors on tours of historic destinations. 10th Ward Common Council member Leah Golby was at the casino project briefing. She found this morning's Times Union article about the proposal very informative.
I think there's a real possibility there, something that we're going to have to look at closely because, of course, you know, with casinos certainly come risks. What I found interesting reading the article this morning and really kind of hooked me on being open to this proposal is that, listen, I'd rather that they locate here so that the city gets both the benefits and the risks rather than locating just across the river in Rensselaer where we get really none of the benefits and many of the risks.
The newspaper reported Mayor Kathy Sheehan expressed concern that Albany could lose the economic benefits of a casino if a developer were to put one up across the river in Rensselaer County. While a casino could be a road to relieve the financial distress Mayor Sheehan has been speaking of, at a recent mayoral forum at Albany Law School, Sheehan said she feels Albany's development plan for downtown presents a much more attractive package than any casino.
You know, you go to Niagara Falls and there's a casino in Niagara Falls, New York, and people drive in, they go to the casino, they eat there, they drink there, they stay there, they leave.
So as a courtesy to the proposed convention center, developers promised the casino will not include a concert or entertainment venue. And they promised they'll buy locally grown food. Mayor Sheehan was not immediately available for comment. Golby says the developers will have an application ready for submission by April 1st.
The Common Council will need to pass a resolution in order for the project to go forward.
According to the plan, nearly 2,000 permanent jobs will be created. Golby was told there may be a project labor agreement that the average worker at the facility can expect a salary of $43,000 a year. There will be part-time jobs as well, with job training targeting locals and minorities, and those jobs will go to city residents. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.